he's a treat. Oh, babe, hand me a cup of sugar for my tea. Oh, she's got some swell, it can't be beat. How can I tell? I don't know, but I've been told that woman's sugar is sweet. And no, 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 it ain't good for me. But it's just so hard for me to resist. I had my sights set on there for some old time, you see. So now I really must insist. Whoa, whoa. Gonna take a walk on down, down, down the street. Grab a cup and an old sugar sweet. Oh, that sugar sweet. Lord, Lord, Lord. Lemonade ain't got no tan, make souffle. All I know is I've been told that woman sugar sweet. Oh, oh, cook me rice, bake me beans. I don't care much for these things. It ain't true, it not be blue. That woman sugar sweet. Oh, and in the mixing bar she's stirring up some trouble. And I know that I should walk away from there, but my sweet tooth is crying and it ain't so sweet. Sugar's the sweetest I ever had. Lord, naughty. Gonna take a walk on down, down, down the street. Grab a cup and an old sugar sweet. Oh, that sugar sweet. Lord, Lord. Oh, I got a sweet tooth today. Yes, yes, I do. And I believe the crooners do as well. Ain't that right, boys? Some sweet.
Oh, something sweet.
I want some sweet.
Oh, yes,
I
sweet.
Do. I want, yeah, yeah, yeah. Something,
oh,
sweet.
Something sweet.
I want, what do I want? Some sweet, yeah, yeah. I want some sweet. Oh, something sweet. Something sweet. Oh, some sweet.
All right, and that's a taste, just a taste of what we will be hearing at the Water Music Festival's Jazz and Oysters All Day Concert. And here to tell us all about that and more is Diana Thompson, who's been doing this for a year or two now at this point, right?
Yeah, just a few.
How many altogether?
This will be our 16th year that my husband and I have worked on this.
And still at it and still enthusiastic
yes,
about it?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. It is a wonderful event.
It is. I've been there, and it's a lovely setting and just a fun, fun way to spend some time and hear some good music.
Well, we've really enjoyed being involved with it. We've gotten to hear some absolutely incredible music. I'm always amazed at who all we've been able to get to come and join us and play music for us. And it also is a local event that's volunteer-run, and our profits go to help the local music program. So all that stuff is very good.
Well, who we just heard was Jacob Miller and the Bridge City Crooners. And he's going to be, they are going to be one of the acts at the festival. Who else are we going to hear?
Well, starting at 2 o'clock, we'll have James Dandifer. He's from Canada, and he is a jazz clarinetist, does some very nice music, very enjoyable. At 4 o'clock is Jacob Miller and the Bridge City Crooners. And at 6 o'clock is Thera Memory Super Band with Tahira. And Thera Memory is a music educator from the Portland area who has played over the years with a number of very well-known people and has just done a lot in the community. So we've got quite a variety of music, and it will go till 7:30 on Saturday night, and that's on August 13th.
Okay, so yeah, we're talking about something that's a week away. It's not
right.
This weekend. And so give us the time, place, the hours, how do you get there, and so on.
Okay, this is being held in Ocean Park, Washington. Again, like I said, it's August 13th, Saturday. Music starts at 2 o'clock. The gates will open at 1. There is a fee. There will be oysters. Taylor Shellfish donates the oysters to us. But there will also be a lot of other kind of food and beverages available. No outside food or beverages, and please, no pets. It just has not worked out well to try to have the dogs there. But we'll have great music all day long. Bring your lawn chair or your blanket. It's a big field. The way to get there is, this is up in Ocean Park on the Long Beach Peninsula. The easiest way is to go up Sandridge Road. That's the back road along the peninsula that goes along the bay. And just before you get to Ocean Park, there will be flags and signs, and you'll be able to see where the event is being held.
And you mentioned there's a fee, but the money that's being raised is going to a very good place.
Right. Historically, the money that we earned was used to help fund our fall concerts, the Water Music Festival concerts. But over time, we've decided all of the water music events need to be self-supporting. So our profits and those from some of the other water music events go to help support our local music program in the Ocean Beach School District.
And just to be clear, to get there, for people who don't live on the peninsula and may be a little confused about which road is which, it's on the Peninsula Highway, and that's the one on the bay side.
Correct.
Not the one on the ocean side.
Correct.
And so you go up, actually you're heading toward Oysterville, more or less.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And about how far up is it?
I think about 10, 12 miles from when you turn, there's a light at the corner of Sandridge Road and the highway, mm-hmm. and you turn north there and 10, 12 miles up. And again, there'll be signs and flags, and it should be pretty easy to find.
Yeah, it's a nice event and a great place. And I was going to mention that people can find out more on your website. They can just go to watermusicfestival.com.
Correct.
And then look for events and find Jazz and Oysters.
Right.
And
there's a button there for Jazz and Oysters, and it'll show you on a map where to find us. And you can purchase tickets online, or we'll have tickets for sale at the gate.
Let's give everybody a little taste of some other music you're going to have. It's a little different from what we just heard. And then we can come back and talk a little more. How's that? And that is James Dandifer, who is who is one of the performers we will be hearing at the Jazz and Oysters concert on Saturday, August 13th. That's a week from tomorrow. Some really nice jazz there. I really liked him. So you were going to tell us a little bit about some of the folks who've been there before, and I was having fun earlier trying to remember which ones I have been to by the performers you were mentioning. So tell us about some of the past folks who've been there.
Well, we've been really fortunate in getting some very outstanding musicians to come and play, and it always rather surprises me that some of these people are willing to come to the end of the peninsula, which is a ways away from everything else. But we've had Lloyd Jones Struggle, Linda Hornbuckle, Mel Brown a couple of different times, Ellen White, Pearl Django, D.K. Stewart, Ron Steen, Reggie Houston, Mary Catterley, Tall Jazz, Patrick Lamb, Corey Weeds, and the Dan Balmer Trio, besides others. We've got a long list of musicians here, so we've been very
fortunate. Top flight entertainment.
Absolutely.
All right, so we're looking ahead. Just let's recap. We're looking ahead a week from tomorrow.
Correct.
And that's going to be when the Jazz and Oysters concert, part of the Water Music Festival, goes on. And again, let's talk about times and locations and so on.
Okay. The gates will open at 1 o'clock. Music will start at 2. Music goes till 7:30 in the evening. This is located on the Long Beach Peninsula up at Ocean Park. So the back road, the Sand Ridge Road, goes right by this. It's a big field that's owned by the local car club, the Beach Barons. Mm-hmm. And we'll have signs out and flags out so you can see where it is. There's information on the Water Music website, watermusicfestival.com, and it will have a map there so you can find the location that way. Or if you have questions, you can send them to info@watermusicfestival.com, and we'll get that answered for you as quickly as possible.
You mentioned earlier there's a fee to get in, and the money is going to support music in the high schools.
Yes, it's because we feel strongly that we need to support those things that help keep kids in school and give them a chance to experience music in their lives.
Well, let's take a listen now to one of the other folks you're going to have there. We heard a little bit from him earlier. This is Jacob Miller and the Bridge City Crooners with Spin That Record.
All right. Spin, spin, spin that record, babe. You know I'm dying to hear that music play. Trombone sound, hear that string bass thump it around. Oh, spin, spin, spin that record for me.
Spin that record, spin that record.
You know I've been a fan of jazz and blues most my life, but sometimes I play rock and roll late at night, and I shake, shake, shake as the rhythm swings. Well, down on Gleason Street they shake their face. Shovel starts, you know I'm bound to cut a rug, and I sway, sway, sway as the BK's on. Gonna do a damn, damn thing to that bridge. o'clock, you can kiss your blues away.
You are listening to Arts Live and Local on KMUN, Astoria, 91.9 FM, KTCB in Tillamook, KD9.5. We're streaming live on the web at coastradio.org. And with your handy-dandy little mobile device, you can hear us by using the TuneIn app and typing in KMUN. Well, we have some regatta-related things coming up this afternoon. We've got with us Scott Dougherty, who is the art director for the Regatta Festival, Cliff Fick, who is the co-president of the festival, and Allie Bentley, who's the Regatta Queen, and Dan Arnoff, who's here keeping an eye on everybody else. Is that right?
I'm the other co-president. The other girlfriend.
All right. So, let's see. We got your mics on. Scott, why don't we start with you? Why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the music events that are coming up at the festival this year?
We've got a brand new one.
There we go.
Yeah, am I on?
You're on now.
We've got a new concert coming to the Regatta this year, put on by the Warrenton Business Association. It's going to be in the park by the community center in Warrenton on Friday night at seven o'clock. That's right. See, I did my homework. the folks that are going to be performing are from Nashville, John Berry and Cherie Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Who I sent you some.
We've got some music from them, and we'll take a break in a moment and listen to a little bit
of their.
Yeah,
this is a very, very popular country artists, and so that's kind of exciting. And it's really good to be involving more of the surrounding communities in Regatta, you know, this year, more so probably than ever.
Well, this is a new thing to have this at the Warrenton Park, is it?
Exactly,
right?
Yeah. It's a brand new event. And we're also doing the, I don't want to step on their stuff, but that they might want to talk about, but we're having the rose planting this year that we have every year is also going to happen in Warrenton. So we're branching out a bit here, trying to incorporate more of the lower Columbia.
And you've got music going in several different places.
Exactly. Yeah, on Sunday we're going to have the North Coast Symphony is going to be performing at the Liberty. They're going to be at the High School Auditorium. Yeah, the High School Auditorium. On Sunday afternoon, free concert.
Don't forget the music at the Regatta Square on Saturday afternoon.
Exactly.
So we're...
And there will be lots of music coming from lots of floats during the parade on Saturday.
Yeah, it's always fun. Well, before we get into the overview of the regatta, I want to talk to the Regatta Queen, talk to Allie, and find out what do you have to do as the Regatta Queen? What are your responsibilities?
So my responsibilities are mainly mentoring this year's court and just keeping... like helping the chaperones out, because every year it's a new group of chaperones. So I've been to the events before, so I kind of help them along as well. But it's just being an advocate for Astoria and helping out along the way for all the other girls and making sure they're calm at their speeches and kind of building them up as they go.
It sounds like you're in charge of being queen and herding cats. Is that kind of a good description?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, Steve or Dan, would you like to kind of give us the overview of the regatta this year and tell us what we can expect?
I'm actually Steve's brother.
I know. I've known your brother longer than you. I'm sorry. This is Cliff, not Steve.
Yeah, that happens to me a lot. Okay, the overview of the regatta this year. It starts actually on Wednesday the 10th, we got a junior parade downtown for kids primarily, and that's should elicit a lot of fun for them. And they get to when they finish, they get their ice cream, and then we have a Queen's Luncheon on Thursday that honors Allie and her reign in the last year. Followed that evening by the Queen's Coronation, and we pick a new queen Thursday evening. And then Friday, where we have the rose planting, we have a luncheon for past admirals and past presidents a moving ceremony we have at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the Maritime Memorial is a Seaman's Memorial Ceremony that's primarily honoring the seamen and maritime people who have passed, and it's a lot of it's orchestrated by the Coast Guard, and they're heavily involved with it. It's a very moving ceremony. I think it's really great. And then that evening, of course, we have the Admiral's Reception, where we honor our admirals, which happen to be Admiral Mayor Arlene Lemire and Mark Quayla. So we have the mayors of Warrenton and Astoria. And we happen to have the mayor or Burgermeisterin of Waldorf coming. So she is the Grand Marshal. So it is really kind of the year of mayors. We have lots of mayor dignitaries, and really our community extends all the way to Germany. And then the concert in the park in Warrenton, which I don't remember if Scott mentioned, that's a free concert. Yeah. It's open to anybody who wants to come to that. And there's also going to be a beer garden and a barbecue at that event.
Well, while we're on that topic, why don't I play a little bit of the music from that, or that people will be hearing from there, so we can give them a little taste of that Warrenton concert once that was going. But before I do, I have to say, you could get your younger brother in trouble. Your voices are so similar. You could call people pretending to be him and make promises that, yeah, I can see you're thinking. Okay, all right. So from the festival here, one of the folks who's going to be performing is John Berry in Warrenton, right? Let's hear a little of John.
When a man loves a woman, he can't keep his mind on nothing else. He changed the world to keep the good thing he's found. She's bad, he can't see it. Oh, she can do no wrong. Turn his back on his best friend if he put her down. When a man loves a woman, spend his very last dime just trying to hold on to the good thing he needs. That's the way it's got to be. When a man loves a woman, I give you everything that I possibly can. Just trying to hold on to your precious love. So baby, please don't. Soul, she can cause such misery. Oh, and if she's bad, the boy's a fool. He's the very last one to know. Cause the love that I have is too blind to see. So bad.
listening to Arts Live and Local on KMUN Astoria, 91.9 FM, KTCB Tillamook, 89.5, live on the web at coastradio.org and on your mobile device using the TuneIn app. And we're talking about the Astoria Regatta and about some of the great music that's going to be on tap for the regatta this year, and also some of the other events. And we have with us in the studio Scott Dougherty, who's the art director for the event, and the regatta queen, Allie Bentley, and Cliff Fick, who I promise not to call Steve anymore, even though he sounds like his youngest brother, and Dan Arnoth, who I was teasing a little earlier. Dan has been working with the regatta since well before the turn of the century. How does that make you feel?
Old? It makes you feel old, but hey, it's...
Well, I didn't mention which century.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey,
which turn?
Since 1989.
Dan, can you get a little bit closer to the mic?
Hey, been with this since 1989, but hey, this year is exciting. You we're talking about the arts and everything. We are really music this year. Besides the two concerts, the one in Warrenton and the one at the Astoria High School, hey, at Regatta Center, you're going to get music and entertainment. So it's music, like Regatta.
Mostly, you know, folks who live here have been to the regatta more than several times, but what if someone's listening who's new here and has never heard of it and is just now, how would you describe regatta to them?
Oh, it's great. What it is, it originally started as the heritage of the end of the fishing and farming season, and it goes way back. It's an old tradition, and you'd be surprised, when we take the float out of town to parades, people know who we are.
Sure.
People know how neat our area
is. And the parade is going to be, what, a week from today? Or a week from tomorrow?
A week from tomorrow. Come right. See it. We've got some neat things in it. You're going to love it.
And that's going to go through downtown Astoria?
Yes.
And what time will it start?
It will start at noon and usually runs for about an hour and a half.
And there are lots of great floats, and folks you'll know will be marching in it, and also some goodies are passed out along the parade route for the kids and so on.
And also you're going to, since our theme this year is the bridge to everywhere, you're going to find out a lot of neat things about the bridge and everything. In the parade, you're going to see our sister city, Waldorf, and you're going to see some of the bridge workers in the parade also.
Oh, great, great. Yeah, because I guess there's been an attempt made to contact some of the folks who worked on that bridge.
There's quite a few, more than I thought there would be. There's 8 cars who will have people who work, or their kids who are related but have worked on the bridge.
I'm wondering if, you know, the toll on the bridge came off, I think, in the early 90s. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering now if they wish they'd kept it on, because it costs almost as much to keep maintaining it as it did to build it.
Actually, according to DOT, it costs
quite a bit more
to maintain the bridge than it ever did to build it.
Yeah.
So they were wishing they had a toll.
Yeah, I think it was only like $1.50 or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, the bridge to nowhere became the bridge to everywhere because the toll paid off the bridge way sooner than they thought it would. So
that's wonderful.
Yep.
And there's going to be a reenactment of the dedication just before the parade. So I think 9 o'clock is
9 o'clock.
It
starts.
We're going to have the mayor, the Bürgermeisterin from Waldorf, who will later join the parade, and we'll have a rededication thing at the Memorial Park, and followed by a drive over the bridge, just like they did 50 years ago.
Yeah,
and only this time they'll join the regatta afterwards.
The significance of Waldorf, for those who may not know, is that Waldorf is Astoria's sister city in Germany, and there's been quite a bit of back and forth between the two cities, and exchange of visits and exchange of ideas. And so
The last time they were here was for the bicentennial, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Staub, who was the mayor of Waldorf, was here with, I believe, a number of city council members.
Well, it's about time they came back, don't you think?
Yeah, that's right. That's
absolutely. Right. And Waldorf is actually the hometown of John Jacob Astor, who was the founder of Astoria. So there's a real historic connection that goes back all the way to the beginning of Astoria. So
I think more of John's money being the founder of Astoria, since he never actually got here.
That is correct. John never came here, but he had lots of representation.
He did. He did indeed. Let's hear a little bit more music that will be coming up at the Warrenton Park. This is Cherie Austin, who is another one of the performers.
Trying to be me. Well, I took a lot of wrong turns. I ran into some dead ends. I let some good people down. I found out who were my real friends. I don't know why it took so long to learn to love me for who I am. I tried to be everybody else, but the hardest thing in the world it seems is trying to be me. Plates breaking in the kitchen, back to sleeping on the couch. 7 years in the trenches ain't no easy way out. Forever wasn't quite as long as I thought it would be. Now the scar and the battle are trying to be me. Well, I took a lot of wrong turns. I ran into some dead ends. I let some good people down. Found out who were my real friends. I don't know. To be everybody else, but the hardest thing in the world it seems is trying to be me. You can love what you have till you lost what you got. You can know who you are till you know who you're not. Oh, I took a lot of wrong turns. I ran into some the hardest thing in the world, it seems, is trying to be me. Oh, I'm just trying to be me.
You are listening to Arts Live and Local. Carol is not here today. My name is Roger Rocca. I'm sitting in on her behalf while she frolics and has some fun instead of laboring here doing her show, which I know is also fun for her. We're talking about the Astoria Regatta, and we've only scratched kind of the surface of the events because the regatta has so many things going on. Dan, what additional
one
should we...
One thing we don't talk much about is the coronation. You have four young ladies and a queen, which we call princesses, but... and the queen, but they go around as ambassadors. Four of the floats that you'll see in the parade is because we went to there and they their parade and talked them into coming here. And they go out throughout the Northwest here and present it. But I'm going to challenge all you to attend it because these gals are super. Wait till you hear them. And our queen is super.
Neat. And we talk about parade. There's the land parade.
Yes.
And there's also the boat parade. I know one year, it was kind of funny because the boat parade was one boat.
I don't remember what year that was. That was many years ago. But we thought it was Truth in Advertising because it was the boat parade.
Right. Yes. Boat parade.
That's
been over
12
years ago.
That was a long time. It's way longer than that. I think it's closer to 20 years ago that happened.
Well, it almost happened.
Well, we know this year we know we have at least two, although we have we have over 20 signed up, and we know we have two because the bar pilot boat's going to carry our princesses and queen, and the Tourist 2 ferry has arrived in Astoria and is going to be also in the boat parade. So we're looking forward to an exciting event, because then at the end of the parade, the Coast Guard is planning to do a rescue demonstration with their helicopter and their swimmer. So there'll be a little added attraction in addition to just watching our boats parade by Astoria. It seems to be a pretty exciting, because I've been in that parade the last 2 years and watched all the people on the waterfront, all the businesses and the condos and everybody. There's lots of people watching and waving and participating. So it's really a great event.
Well, that rescue demonstration too gives people an idea of what those guys do, those guys and those gals in the Coast Guard. It's dangerous work, and wow. I mean, when we think of the military here, I mean, the Coast Guard is our military, and we don't think of shooting at things. We think of saving people's lives, and that's what they do. Allie, I want to ask you, you said you've been involved with this for a long time. When did you decide that, what the heck, I could be the queen?
I did the parade a lot when I was younger with Star of the Sea. We had our own float, but I never really thought about doing the regatta because it was just never really something that I could see myself doing. I wasn't one to be a huge public speaker, and I didn't like dresses, and I just wasn't a very girly person.
You're kind of a tomboy?
Yeah, big time. I grew up with two older brothers, but my neighbors, the Pattersons, were actually chaperones 1 year, and they invited me over, and I met the court, and I was like, oh, wow, these girls are super nice. And they were like super put together, and I was like, I want to be like that. And so junior year, my neighbors were like, just do it. And I was like, okay, what the heck. So I applied, I did my interview, I got in, and then I never really treated it like a competition. Like my entire court year, like no one treated it like a competition. We were all rooting for each other. So it was like, whoever wins queen, go for it. We're proud of you. But
well, you are definitely a rose between three thorns this afternoon.
Thanks.
What have we forgotten to talk about the regatta that you guys would like them to know about?
Fireworks.
Fireworks, that's right.
Saturday night at dusk. Fireworks.
So
it'll be fun. Where do you see it?
And where are they going to be done from?
They'll be shot off from the East Boat Basin.
Okay.
As usual, same thing as the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Go.
Well, it's a great festival. We're talking about a week from today when everything gets rolling. And if you've never enjoyed the Regatta Festival, this is probably a good year to get started with it.
Yes, boy, so this is the best year for it.
Thanks all very much for coming and sharing with us.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Thank you.
Yes.
Allie?
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, good to have you here. All right. Well, thanks very much. This next piece of music we're going to play has nothing whatsoever to do with anything that's going on this weekend. But I heard it on one of the other shows here on KMUN, and I thought it was so good and actually so funny in a painful sort of way that I thought I would play it again. So here's Amy Rigby with Cynically Yours.
You know I love you 100% of the amount I'm capable of loving you. And you know I need you to the fullest extent. It's feasible for me to be needing you. I believe in us as much or maybe more than I've ever believed in anything before. In a world full of doubt, don't know what I'm sure about, but you don't suck. trust you, but don't take it the wrong way. I'm more gullible than I've ever been. And if they held a contest for the person most likely to fall for your bull, I'd probably win. The thought of us together doesn't fill me with dread. I can picture being with you till one or both of us is dead. At the end of the day, I've got nothing good to say, but you don't suck, so I'm cynically yours. I, your loving blank, take you, insert name here, because frankly, I'm just too tired to look around anymore. You drive reasonably well, have most of your own teeth, and not much of a prison record, so that's good. Plus, you claim to love my ass, and I have a tape to prove it, which makes me think this thing really could work. However, in the event that our mutual disappointment outweighs the positive aspects of this union, we agree to part without the destruction of crockery, automobiles, or each other's good name in print or in song. At the end of the day, I've got nothing good to say, but you don't suck, so I'm cynically yours. No, you don't suck, so I'm cynically yours. One more time. You don't suck unless I tell you to, so I'm cynically yours.
Well, that's Amy Rigby, who is cynically yours. And you're listening to Arts Live and Local on KMUN Astoria, 91.9 FM, KTCB Tillamook, 89.5. And you can hear us on the web, streaming at coastradio.org. Well, we've been talking about the Regatta Festival, and one thing we neglected to do was give you the Regatta Festival's website, where you can find out all of the information about it and the listing of times and so on, so you'll be able to see everything you want to. And that website address is www.astoriaregatta.com, and regatta is spelled R-E-G-A-T-T-A. So www.astoriaregatta.com. And since this is the bridge anniversary, if you want to see some great photos of the building of the bridge, there's a website for that as well from the Historical Society. And that website address is www.astoriamegler50.com. So that's Astoria Megler is M-E-G-L-E-R 50.com. And both of those were designed by Red Hair. The Red Hair Studio. So, some things to enjoy on the web, and things that are sort of a deep part of our fabric here on the north coast of Oregon and the south coast of Washington and the peninsula. Well, the Astoria Regatta has lots of things going, and one of the additional things that we have is a huge concert that's going to be happening at Astoria High School this. Not this Sunday, but a week from Sunday on the 14th. And we have in our studio a draftee who is one of the musicians who will be performing in the concert. And she has been with the band a whole, with how long?
2 months.
2 months. Oops, there you go. So she's been with the group a whole 2 months. And they said, hey, and her name is Jude Madledge Hall. And they said, hey, you go and tell everybody about this thing that's coming up. And so here you are.
I'm here.
So tell us all about this thing that's coming up.
Okay, so the Columbia River Symphony is joining with the Vancouver Beacock Music Ensemble. And it's going to be just this massive concert, regatta style, that's free to the public and family friendly. So
And there are lots and lots and lots of musicians involved in this.
Over 100 musicians.
So yeah.
It's going to be intensely wonderful.
This is a big deal. You know, when you get that many musicians together, it's like taking a bath in music.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And I can remember going to the Chicago Opera, and I think that's the first time I ever heard an orchestra that big. Mm-hmm. And they started to play, and it's like, oh, my gosh. You know, you're almost wearing the music.
Yeah, it gets into your bones.
It gets into your bones. So you can have that experience, and that's going to be at Astoria High School. So tell us a little bit, Jude, about your background and how you came to be involved.
Well, it's kind of a funny story. I was classically trained in my youth, and as when I graduated and went on with my life and ended up having a family and a career, I stopped playing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was literally just a few months ago I decided to take my violin in to get it checked out by Spencer downtown. And he handed me a business card, and I wasn't going to call because it was like, oh, I haven't played for real in just about 20 years. I'd played with friends and had a little band like here and there, but nothing real, really playing. And so I decided to just contact the director, and he said, yeah, come on in. And it was so welcoming and so inspirational and just amazing to be there that I stayed. And so after almost 20 years of not playing, I'm playing a lot now.
Did your fingers kind of remember what they were supposed to do?
It did. I was really surprised. And it's really cool because there's a couple of musicians in there that went a long period of time without playing. And your body remembers and you... Yeah, it's something your heart remembers, and yeah. You just kind of sing with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, being surrounded by all those other musicians too, it has to just be I don't want to know if it's an adrenaline rush, but it has
is.
To be thrilling.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was really fulfilling. And there's just so many age groups. There's youths, there's adults, there's older people, and all together and different levels of capacity, and we're all learning from each other and all teaching each other, and it's just this really cohesive, wonderful group. And
well, looks like some of the music that's going to be played is stuff that will be familiar to
them. Oh, yeah, it's really fun. It's a summer pops is what we're calling it, and it's from music from popular movies and musicals such as Phantom of the Opera, James Bond, Star Trek.
Yeah.
Unchained Melody, we have a special guest soloist playing the flugelhorn, Bob Latour. And from playing Unchained Melody.
I'm trying to picture the flugelhorn.
That's what it says.
No, I know.
It looked like a trumpet to me.
Yeah. Doesn't it have an extra bend in it, though, or something
like
that?
I think it
does. Maybe so, yeah.
And it's really, he plays wonderfully. It's
well, you've
really
also
nice.
Got, what, some music from Star Trek?
We do, Star Trek Into Darkness.
And Titanic.
And Titanic, yeah.
So
yeah.
This is not going to be, you know, if people are afraid of getting involved in classical music that's very difficult to listen to or follow, that's not
yeah,
what this
not,
is going to be
not
about.
You're not going to fall asleep. It's very exciting.
So, again, we're talking about it's going to be at the Astoria High School Auditorium, right?
Mm-hmm. At 1001 West Marine Drive in
right.
Astoria.
And that will be on Sunday the 14th, so a week mm-hmm. from this coming Sunday.
Yes, at 3 o'clock.
At 3 o'clock.
And it's free. And it's family. We wanted to really point out that it is family friendly. We encourage youths and small children to attend. People don't have to leave their kids at home, or nobody has to shush anybody. You know, it really is just everyone come, because that's part of what we're about is, getting quality music to people in a community setting and increase in visibility to the musical talents of the performers. And just quality entertainment for everyone.
And it's a great thing for kids because a child is exposed to that early on, mm-hmm. that becomes part of their inner self.
Yes.
And with 100 musicians, you don't have to worry about a fussy kid because...
Oh, yeah. It's
100
gonna
pieces
be loud
is... Well, what else do we need to know about the concert that I've forgotten to ask you about? Can you think of anything else that
we haven't
covered?
Well, the concert, not so much. I'd like to talk a little bit more about the ensembles, if I can,
that are gathered
together. So the Columbia River Symphony is a local symphony that has over 70 musicians, mm-hmm. strings, wind, and percussion. And the Vancouver Beacock Music Concert, Beacock Music, they're from Vancouver, Washington, and they have over 50. And that is that's all horns, all mm-hmm. wind band. And the conductors are two twin brothers. They're identical twin brothers. Carrie Peterson runs the Beacock Music Ensemble. And
Corey Peterson. I didn't realize Corey had a brother.
Yeah, and I guess they look so much alike that you can't tell them apart. That's what I've heard. I haven't met Carrie, or have I?
No.
I don't know.
So, or have you, right?
Yeah. And this is the third time they've gotten the two ensembles together in the last 4 years. The second year with the Regatta. So that's a really nice connection that we've made with the symphony and getting involved in the Astoria Regatta. It's a nice relationship that we're building in the community. And also, we wanted to do a little reach out because the Columbia River Symphony is always open to new musicians joining. And
like me, for instance,
you know, I was really nervous. I thought I was going to have to try out. You know, all he did was ask me, you know, what my experience was and put me in. And it was, you know, at first it was a little nerve-wracking, but everybody was so welcoming that it was really just nice and simple to sit in and listen. And, you know, I didn't think I'd be playing in a symphony.
Yeah. Well, nerve-wracking because I'm sure you don't want to, you know, hold everyone else up.
Right.
And, but then, well, then you kind of get your groove and find out you can do this.
And everybody helps, you know, and I was able to get together with another musician and they helped me with the music. And there's teachers that do private lessons and, And
so by next year when this happens, I'm going to expect a half hour violin solo. I think you'd be ready for that, right?
Oh, sure. I'm practicing now.
All right. Well, we are talking to Jude. And tell me, pronounce your name again. Jude
Madledge Hall. Yeah.
Right. It's not spelled Madledge, but it's pronounced Madledge.
It's not spelled Madledge.
And we're talking about the Summer Pops concert that's going to be at Astoria High School Auditorium a week from tomorrow on Sunday the 14th. It's all part of the Regatta Festival, and you will be swimming in the music of more than 100 musicians in that concert, and that just sounds great.
For free.
For free.
Yes, we're a nonprofit, community-based, all-volunteer performing arts group.
Well, Jude, I appreciate you very much coming by to share with us about the concert.
Thank you.
We are looking forward to it, so thanks very much.
I'm looking forward to it, too.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, again, I'm going to cheat a little bit, and I'm going to play something that isn't really local, but it's kind of fun because Paul Simon has come out with a new album with some great stuff on it. And so here is one of the pieces on that album. It's the title track, Stranger to Stranger.
Stranger to stranger, if we met for the first time, this time, could you imagine us falling in love again? Words and melody, so the old story goes, fall from summer trees when the wind blows. I can't wait to see you walk across my doorway. I cannot be held accountable for the things I do or say. I'm just jittery, I'm just jittery. It's just a way of dealing with my joy. It's just a way of dealing with my joy. It's just a way of dealing with my joy. It's just a way of dealing.
notes and melodies, easy harmonies, old time remedies, all in good time, although most of the time it's just hard working the same piece of clay, day after day, year after year. Certain melodies tear your heart apart. Reconstruction is a lonesome art. But I love to watch you walk across my doorway. Cannot be held accountable for the things I do or say. I'm just jittery, I'm just jittery. It's just a way of dealing with my joy. It's just a way of dealing with my joy. Just a way of dealing with my joy. If we met for the first time, this time, could you imagine us falling in love again? Still believing that love endures all the carnage and the useless.
Words and melodies.